This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Setting their sights on the Patriot Act. The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Cheryl Glazer. The House could vote as early as today to extend the Patriot Act. Critics of the anti-terrorism law are up in arms. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, some unlikely allies have joined forces to fight it.
The business lobby teamed up with civil rights advocates to push for stricter privacy protections in the Patriot Act. Yesterday, they won a small victory. A House-Senate committee agreed to make it harder for law enforcement to access certain business records. Susan Hackett is with the Association of Corporate Counsel. She says the current law forces businesses to turn over customer records without proof of their relevance to an investigation.
This was not only seen as potentially extremely onerous, but also potentially extremely expensive.
Now investigators will have to submit facts proving a record search is relevant. But Caroline Fredrickson with the American Civil Liberties Union says they don't have to show a specific connection to terrorism.
And these are secret orders, so people whose records are sought will never know.
Supporters hope to send the final bill to the president by Thanksgiving. In New York, I'm Amy Scott from Marketplace.
Serving and protecting our troops is the topic of a new report from the Government Accountability Office. The GAO is calling on Congress to shield military workers from deceptive sales practices for insurance policies. Men and women in uniform have been targeted by certain kinds of mutual funds and other investments that have been deemed overpriced and in some cases illegal. The New York Times says a bill is pending in Congress that would protect troops from financial exploitation. It's one of the curses of the internet age, you know, that endless stream of pop-ups. Well, five big-name internet companies, including Yahoo and AOL, now want to put a stop to adware and spyware at its source. Marketplace's Ashley Montite reports.
The problem often starts when you decide to download a free software program like a game or file sharing service. Buried deep within the user agreement lurks a statement that along with your download comes a whole lot of ad-related gremlins. AOL's Andrew Weinstein says the new plan, called the Trusted Download Program, aims to clarify matters by forcing companies to be honest.
A company that was living up to this standard would explain explicitly that to use this program, we are going to install software on your machine that tracks what you do and delivers pop-up ads to you based on that behavior. Do you want to get this software?
Weinstein says requiring upfront disclosure should put the squeeze on many unscrupulous ad distributors and persuade them to stop spying on users. If not, he says, they should eventually run out of money since fewer companies will want to work with them. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
32 states are nudging Hollywood studios to include non-smoking messages in their DVD releases. The idea was prompted by a Dartmouth Medical School study. It found that kids with the most exposure to smoking in movies were nearly three times more likely to give cigarettes a try. An anti-smoking PSA is also being produced for movie theaters. A mixed bag on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow slid 11 points, or a tenth of a percent, and wrapped up at 10,647. The NASDAQ inched up a smidge, 1 point, and ended at 2187. The S&P 500, the big winner, put on 2 points, two-tenths of a percent. This is Marketplace. Some researchers say outdated patent rules stifle innovation. Well, a new study from the National Academy of Sciences might put a smile on their faces. From the Innovations Desk at WUNC, Marketplace's Janet Babin has more.
While companies need strong patent protection to guard their investments, researchers often need unfettered access to the discoveries of others for their own work. Dr. Greg Ray with Duke University is trying to figure out which genes create what traits. He complains that intellectual property protections have blocked his research, even when he was willing to pay to use proprietary technology.
It took literally 6 months for the university to negotiate with the patent holder for the rights to be able to do what we wanted to do, and that was 6 months that I couldn't do any research on that project.
Ray and other researchers hope the National Academy of Sciences report issues guidelines making it easier to use patented technology. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And you're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fannie Mae, working with our partners to increase homeownership and affordable rental housing opportunities for more Americans. Fannie Mae, fanniemae.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with national patients associations to educate and support patients and their families. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by The Economist, the weekly publication of international news with commentary and analysis on world politics, business and finance, technology and the arts, on newsstands and at economist.com.
This is Marketplace, and I'm Cheryl Glazer. Hey, you don't have to stand in line all weekend at the local multiplex to hear about Chicken Little. There's plenty of squawking coming out of the housing market. Many economic types have been warning that the sky is falling and the real estate bubble's about to pop. But personal finance expert Chris Farrell says so far that hasn't happened.
There's no popping. There's no catastrophic decline in housing prices. But there is a general consensus that the housing market has peaked. And now the conversation, as you mentioned, is all about how the housing market isn't as good. But there is no collapse in the housing market. And there will not be a collapse in the housing market.
Why you say that? I mean, how can you be so sure?
There's a couple of things. First of all, the housing market never got as insane as commentators imagined. Once you adjust for incomes and the level of interest rates and productivity, you end up nationally with a housing market that's overvalued by about 4 to 5%. That's still overvalued, but it's 4 to 5%. There are some underlying fundamentals, economic fundamentals, that have supported this market nationwide, despite these bubble economies that are more localized tend to be concentrated on the coasts. So some of the fundamentals are immigration. Low interest rates. And I think there's a structural change that has gone on in urban living where the condo craze. We're seeing more people willing to live in cities and buy condos and have a greater competition between the city and the suburbs for people's housing dollar. That's a fundamental change. I don't see that going away. So stagnation for a long period of time? Absolutely. High-end market, disappointing? No question about it. But national collapse, economic recession, it's not going to come from the housing market. If something else changes, we get $80 a barrel oil. I mean, that could happen. All right. Then I'm going to say, okay, we got a housing market collapse. But it won't be because housing prices came down. It's because some other new factor came into the market that really hit the housing market and the job market hard.
What other kinds of factors do you think could make that picture a little uglier?
Well, what could really make the picture uglier is the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve has been hiking its benchmark interest rate. The history of the Fed is that they always raise their benchmark interest rate too far. They always go, let's take out another insurance policy. Let's just raise it a little bit more. And you have Ben Bernanke coming in. He's got to prove that he's a tough guy against inflation. You know, he's going to be replacing a legend, Alan Greenspan. So maybe the Fed tightens a little bit too much. And we end up with a recession. That's going to hit the housing market hard. So higher oil prices, that's a wild card. The Federal Reserve tightening too much, you know, that's the real risk that is out there.
Chris Farrell is economics editor for our weekend show, Marketplace Money. Here in Los Angeles, I'm Cheryl Glazer. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The housing market.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money.
Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.